Residents of Indonesia's West Java province continue to search for bodies after a 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck on Monday afternoon local time. So far, the death toll is at more than 270, with that number expected to rise. Thousands more were injured, and many more people remain unaccounted for. In the area of Cianjur, the majority of the victims are children who are at school. For more, we're joined by Adi Rinaldi, a journalist based in Jakarta. Adi, welcome.
Thank you.
We're now 4 days since the earthquake happened. What can you tell us about the rescue efforts?
Yeah, rescue effort has been going since Tuesday, shortly after the aftermath of the earthquake. And the military has joined the rescue effort to look for people still missing. And yeah, mostly still trapped under the rubble in isolated villages in mountainous regions.
So that there are a lot of people trapped in rubble. What have you seen in the area around you?
Yeah, so thousands of homes were damaged, and because of the isolated area, so the rescue effort is very difficult, if I may say. And just yesterday, there's a six-year-old boy who were trapped for 48 hours, and rescuers have been able to rescue him yesterday. And yeah, I think there are still so many people trapped under the rubble.
You know, we heard that story here about the six-year-old boy, and I think many of us just held our breath. Can you tell us how he's doing? Did he make it?
So far, he has received treatment, but his family is still traumatized, shocked, and they've been really grateful that he can make it alive.
Yeah, so many of the victims were children. Just tell us about that area where it hit, Cianjur, and the school that the children were at that saw so many victims.
So the earthquake hits like four districts. One of the hardest hit, it's called Cugenang. And there are about 140 school buildings being damaged. And because the earthquake hit at the afternoon, about 1:30 p.m., so a lot of children are still at school. And it also raises concern about the safety buildings to withstand the earthquake.
Yeah, tell us a little more about that, because I think, you know, for many people, we wonder, you know, is there earthquake safety protocols in the building or in buildings there, especially places like schools and hospitals?
Yeah, the Disaster Mitigation Agency actually has issued some guidelines on how to build, you know, earthquake-proof buildings. But so far, many contractors have disregarded this kind of safety, perhaps for quick profits. And this is, the earthquake is not the first time that to hit West Java. We have another strong earthquake hit another region in 2009, which is almost the same in terms of how many buildings. So yeah, I think the government should learn on how to implement those guidelines into, you know, earthquake-proof buildings that could withstand earthquakes or other natural disasters to keep children safe.
And you've been out talking to people, Adi. How are people feeling right now?
Yeah, they're still being traumatized. They're still shocked, and some of them lost everything. Their homes, their belongings. They couldn't bring their belongings when the earthquake happens. And so far, they live at 14 shelters. And they just fear the aftershocks. And mostly just live inside their car because, like, they're just afraid to get back inside their homes.
Adi, what do people need as they try to recover from this now, given there are still aftershocks happening that you mentioned?
Yeah, so humanitarian aid or reliefs have been flown from all over the place. But in terms of the electricity, they still need, you know, some fuel, sanitary products, and other necessities for children. But in terms of government's aid, President Joko Widodo has promised to disburse 50 million rupiahs for each family to rebuild their homes.
Adi Rinaldi is a journalist based in Jakarta. Adi, thank you so much for your time and stay safe.
Thank you.